This conversation is brought to you by the Soul City Institute for Social Justice. As I told you, ukuthi sikhuluma izinto eziphathelene with reproductive health and ukuthi sikwazi ukuthi emphakathini abantu ba access health services. Why is access to contraception and family planning services considered a fundamental right in sexual reproductive health? Yeah. Ingakuphazamisa ifoni leyo.
Hayi, ngiyacima.
Yeah, yeah. Talk to me. Kungani contraception and family planning services kuyizinto ezibalulekile in sexual and reproductive health?
Yeah, family planning is important in sexual reproductive health so that we prevent unwanted pregnancies. Contraceptives, they do prevent unwanted pregnancies, so it's a very crucial method of reducing a population, and also it makes a person to make informed decision, informed, especially when I'm looking at youth who are still at school, like both UMP and both TVET. So I'll encourage them to use family planning methods so that they can be able to finish their school without any disturbances. That you are supposed to study and to acquire your diploma or your degree at the same time you are a mother, so it disturbs a lot. So I would encourage the youth and the rest of women of child preparing to get access to
family planning.
Family planning and contraceptives, yes.
And ngokomsebenzi wenu as health practitioners, educating umphakathi kuyinto enhlezi niyenza every day ukuthi especially the youth yazi mayelana nalo lo lwazi lolu, which is something that the youth can easily just, you know, by shy indiva. Now, it takes me to the question, how can comprehensive sexual education contribute to improving sexual reproductive health outcomes for adolescents? Njengoba ubusachaza mama ukuthi kubaleke kakhulu. So lo lwazi, this education around this, lusiza kanjani ukuthi youth isizakale?
Ulwazi lolu lusiza ukuthi njengoba ngichazile nje ukuthi youth iyakhona ukhetha ukuthi mina njengoba nginolwazi lolu olwe reproductive health ngathi phatha njani kwenzela ukuthi physically and psychological or emotionally umuntu ma esenza okocansi abe prepared. Lolu ulwazi lwenza ukuthi umuntu angabo ngena nje kuma relationship kumbe afostereke ukwenza into angazimiselanga ukuthi ayenze. So when the person is given enough knowledge and informed decision, is able to make right choices. Mfaka nakhona apho kuma youth njengoba mbe ngubekile nje ukuthi kuyabenza ukuthi umuntu abekwazi ukuthi nyalo, am I ready to be a parent?
Am I ready to be a parent?
Yes.
Ngibe ngisese ngumntwana ngokwami. Under parents as well.
Yes.
Yes.
And it also prevents child-headed families.
Oh, yes.
Child-headed families, yes.
Mama, nansi indaba. What are the key barriers for communities out there to accessing sexual and reproductive health services? Yini izinto ezenza ukuthi imiphakathi ingakhona uku-accessa lolu lwazi esikhuluma ngalo? Uthola ukuthi abantu bathi mina bengingazi, ngizithole senginale simo lesi, kube ngathola le information early, ngabe ngasizakala, ngaba ngikho la ngikhona. Yini eyenza ukuthi lo lwazi lolu lungafiki ebantwini bonke?
Yeah, okwenza ukuthi ulwazi lolu lungafiki ebantwini, lungabe luyafika but abantu bengakhona ukulu utilize lolo lwazi. Like take for instance us in facilities, Each and every day when a client visits the facility, we make sure that we give health education. It's a routine which we do in our facility that we do health education. So some of the things which are a barrier that maybe someone get that information and not able to utilize it, it's cultural and religious barriers. For example, those cultural and religious barriers, there is a resistance between our partners to discuss on sexuality and reproduction. Yes. Take, for example, maybe you are a woman, because in... Yes, of course, umphakathi, ama facility, siyacula, we emphasize against the gender-based violence. But as ngeke sikubalekela ukuthi still gender-based violence ilokhu ibe ikhona. Into ekhona. Yikho ngibeka into efana nama-cultural barriers ukuthi kuyathiwa indoda iyefuza ilawule. So wena as a woman ukuthi maybe uthi ukuthi mfuna ukusebenzisa i-contraceptives enje, manje uyadiscussa nobaba ekhaya athi yena no cha, kumbe uthi ukuthi no mina abantwana abayi 5 sebe enough, I want to go and sterilize removal of uterus, maybe
kuyovala,
ufuna kuyovala
indoda
yali you ama cultural and lokhuzen nama religious challenges. Another challenge is stigma. Some people, like in Tate, for instance, sibabiza sitting ama LGBTQI plus. Ilaba ama key population. Those key population. Those are people who are vulnerable. Abafesa stigma each and every time. So they have a challenge to access ulwaz lolo because of fear of being judged.
I see.
They are discouraged because of fear of being judged from seeking ama SRH services. And okunye kungaba ngama lack of resources. Uthola ukuthi abantu bahlala emafarm. Kenje sister Zanele wapha ama farm lapha elihamba khona ngama mobile clinic lizama kuyona ukulwazi.
Sondela mama.
Makhambi samba kuwo Godwane. Bolanzuku,
yes.
Bo Matafeni na wo swabala ku sort of my farms.
Yes.
Mani njenga di.
Yini edinga ukuthi iyenziwe imiphakathi ukubambisana nani as health practitioners to reduce the prevalence of sexually transmitted infections. Yini nje ukuthi uma ngathi imiphakathi ibambisene nani kunganisiza ukuthi kusizakale wonke umuntu.
Umphakathi ungasiza ngoku access ama health services, because thina lapha kwa Department of Health kuma facilities akubhataliswa, the services are for free. So umphakathi instead of going to other alternatives, maybe ama alternatives awesintu for seeking help or treatment, they should utilize ama health for facilities to prevent ama sexual transmitted infection. Ngoba kuma facilities lapha ne we make sure that each and everyone doesn't leave the facility without knowing his or her HIV status. These days kule yinye si introduce yi government but PICT itwa yi patient initiated counseling and testing. Kuqala long ago there was VCT. VCT, it was a voluntary counseling whereby a client who my esezibona esewondile elama symptoms o HIV uyahamba sefika kuma health providers kuma facilities ething testing, but umuntu sephelile esegula. But for now, in order to prevent on allow ama spread ama infection ama sexual infections, so ama health providers, they are now selling the service to the clients. Ma ufika, we don't coerce you, we don't force you ukuthi thina sifuna ukutest HIV, but we are selling the service to you without coercing you ukuthi now uphuma laphana uzobusukwazi status sakho. Ma unegative usuzokwazi ukuthi wena uyazihlonipha usahamba ulala around. Njalo ma upositive usukwazi ukuthi wena it's not the end of the world, it's not a death sentence. So ungaphuza amaphilisi akho lawo uhlale uzivikela uphila uvikele nabanye abantu. Njalo siyakhuthaza futhi ukuthi although ama contraceptives akhona but siyakhuthaza ukuthi le condom ayisebenze ku prevent ama sexual infections sikhuthaza ngoba lawa amanye ama family planning methods they don't prevent ama locusin
the sexually transmitted disease
so ama condom siyakhuthaza siyawafaka lasemagedini kuma security so that it can be accessible to anyone and prevent those STIs.
Lovely stuff. Sisters, thank you so much for coming through to the Rise of FM Drive, talking to us. I think we'll be having these conversations quite often. They're brought to you by the Soul City Institute for Social Justice. And these conversations, we're having them in line with the 16 days of activism against the abuse of women and children as well. Thank you so much, ladies. You are appreciated. We'll continue to partner with you to create awareness out there within our communities. Siyabonga kakhulu.
Thank you very much.
Danko.
Siyabonga.
We're handing over to Taking Care of Business with Wandile coming up next. Rise of FM Drive back on your radio. Kusasa.